O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is James 5, verses 13 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me by Johnny Robinson, Michael Farron, and Rich Thompson. The poignant text is highlighted through the primary use of vocals with minimal instrumentation. This arrangement ends with unaccompanied voices, first in harmony, then unified as one, as they sing the title phrase one last time.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
It's dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I my shepherd will defend me through the deepest valley. He will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall.
Yeah.
when the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
James 5, verses 13 through 20. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
James ends his practical letter with a call to do the most practical thing of all, prayer. When we're suffering, we cry out to God to help us. When we're cheerful, we don't go our merry way. We go to the Lord singing praise, which is prayer with a tune. Is it your first impulse to pray when your spirits are low, or even more when your spirits are high? Is it your second impulse? Prayer does things, James says. Or better, God does things through prayer. John Calvin said, "By prayer we reach those riches which are laid up for us with the Heavenly Father." If anyone is sick, we are to ask the elders of the church to pray. Elders have a particular calling to an asking and interceding ministry. It is one of my greatest joys of ministry to pray with and for you, and I'm not the only church leader who feels this way. So take James at his word. Call on spiritual leaders to bring your needs before the throne of grace. And God will use the prayers of faith, James says, to restore us, to save the one who is sick. Sometimes God heals us, working very powerfully through the prayers of the church's elders and people. And James also says that if this person's committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Now, many, if not most, medical problems are not our fault at all. And yet sin can sicken us. There is such a thing as psychosomatic illness. For example, harboring anger towards someone can raise your blood pressure and lead to heart problems. David said in Psalm 32, "For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up." David needed his body to be released from sin's burden. And so confess your sins to one another that you may be healed, that the gospel would do its work on your soul, and perhaps if there's a connection, your body as well. Is there a Christian to whom you can admit your shortcomings and wanderings? Confess your transgressions and faults. Tim Keller has said, "Prayer, though it is often draining, even in agony, is in the long term the greatest source of power that is possible."
Thank you.
close now with this ancient prayer. We beseech you, O Lord, in your compassion to increase your faith in us, because you will not deny the aid of your loving kindness to those on whom you bestow a steadfast belief in you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.